Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 13 of our Lenten journey as we reflect upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten sermons. Mm-hmm. We've been enjoying these readings.
Yeah, I have to be honest, though. I'm struggling to keep up with the daily reading. So if that's you, it's okay. We don't need to beat ourselves up. We do the best that we can. Trust God with the rest. You know, even like just reading a little bit and sitting with it. Mm-hmm. I think that would be more beneficial than making yourself and pushing yourself to read through the whole thing.
Yeah. That being said, the whole thing's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even myself, like it's a task to get through the whole thing. So if you just want to sit with a little bit, that's fine. But mm-hmm. what stands out to me is very different than what stands out
right.
with you.
Actually, the very first line stood out to me today. Here it is. Every sin produces blindness, and as sin increases, so does the sinner's blindness increase. It made me think immediately of a clean house. Because, you know, when you have a clean house, it's like it's easier to keep it clean. And you notice right away as soon as something's out of place, you got to go put it back in place. And it's like our souls in many ways. It's like once you go to confession, you're so sensitive. Well, I find the more you go to confession, the more sensitive I become to sin. And I want to go back and go to confession and clean house. And also, it's the same for when you sin, like habitually. It's just like you become so desensitized to it. Like a dirty house. When your house is messy, you get used to living in it like that. Also, in reading these readings, it reminded me of something that Ken's brother, who's a priest, his name's Father Dan, said to me once. He said, our first line of defense is confession. So if we're ever feeling like things are just not settling well, or maybe we're falling into some bad habits, get yourself to confession. You know, even if it's not mortal sin, it's so good to have a regular habit of getting to confession. And I know a lot of people might be having difficulties in getting to the sacraments these days, but that would be one encouragement that I have for everybody. I think we can't underestimate the power of forgiveness in that sacrament. St. John Chrysostom observes, habit is a merciless thing. It forces men, sometimes even against their will, to the commission of unlawful acts. According to St. Augustine, when no resistance is made to a habit, it becomes a necessity. As St. Bernardine adds, habit is changed into nature. Hence, as it is necessary for a man to breathe, so to habitual sinners who have made themselves slaves of sin, it appears almost necessary that they must sin. First of all, I just have to say it's incredible that St. Alphonsus can pull from like three different saints all on the same topic. And then also it just makes me think of the power of enslavement that addiction, which is like a form of habitual sin, mm-hmm. can have on a person, because it almost becomes their nature. They don't even receive pleasure out of it, it says. The pleasure is not even there, but yet they're so... It's so ingrained to them that it becomes part of their life.
And I think we can all relate to that. And sometimes when we read this, we're like, well, what's the solution? Honestly, St. Alphonsus doesn't provide a solution when he's talking about this. He basically says those habitual sinners, you might as well weep over them.
Yeah, and we have to pray for a miracle. That's what he says. God needs to provide grace for a miracle.
So one thing I wonder is if he's thinking of a sinner as somebody, a habitual sinner, somebody who has no desire to live a life of holiness. Mm-hmm. That might be the case. For us here, we're on this journey because we're trying to live a life of holiness. Mm-hmm. We all do have habitual sins to some degree. We all struggle to some degree. What's our solution? Confession. If we don't make confession a regular part of our spiritual arsenal, we will be defeated. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. So what stood out to me was the difference between the exterior and interior mortification. External as well as interior mortification is necessary for perfection. But with this difference, that the former should be practiced with discretion, the latter without discretion and with fervor. So the external are those mortifications that we do, like fasting. The interior has to do with self-love. It is useless to chastise the body by fasting while pride inflates the heart to such a degree that we cannot bear a word of contempt or the refusal of a request. For since God is the only witness of our interior acts, they will not expose us to the danger of being puffed up with pride. So interior acts of mortification, I thought of for myself, giving up the final word, giving up the need to have my opinion known about everything, or giving up a hope to be thanked. He continues, if you receive a letter, restrain your curiosity and abstain from opening it for some time. So a Facebook message, you see it there? Restrain yourself from opening it. If you desire to read the termination of an interesting narrative, lay aside the book and defer the reading of it to another time. So can you get through half an episode of your favorite show and just stop and delay the gratification of knowing how this episode ends? When you feel inclined to mirth, to pull a flower, or to look at an object, suppress these inclinations for the love of Jesus Christ and deprive yourself for the sake of the pleasure of indulging in them. So we can do these interior acts throughout the day. For example, a beautiful sunset. Give up the delight of that by turning away to focus our attention on Jesus, or a beautiful house for me, or a beautiful flower, or something that delights the eye. An interior mortification, an intentional turn away from that, giving up that delight for love of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Not because those things are bad, for there's, of course, times where we can delight in that, but we can also turn those occasions into interior acts of mortification. 1,000 acts of this kind may be performed in the day. St. Leonard of Portmore relates that a servant of God performed 8 acts of mortification eating an egg, and that it was afterwards revealed to her that, as the reward of her self-denial, 8 degrees of grace and as many degrees of glory were bestowed upon her. So every single act of interior mortification has a corresponding degree of reward of glory from God. And we can do this throughout the day and no one even knows. This is a habit, honestly, that I need to develop more of.
I feel like I didn't even know of this habit. Like if I were to see a sunset or if I were to look at a flower, I wouldn't have never even considered, oh, maybe I should just like look away and not enjoy this beauty that God has placed there and offer that up as a little sacrifice. That has never crossed my mind. I'm just going to tell you.
Just so you know, I'm never going to sacrifice this look of beauty. All right, guys, thank you so much for putting up with us. If you want to pray along, the video's up there. If you've been blessed by this video, please share. Continue to comment below. We will see you tomorrow.